Well, I see a few people who might be as old as I am sitting in the pews today. Anybody wake up with a little twinge of arthritic pain this morning? We're here to think about the healing power and the presence of God, the power of the Holy Spirit coming to us, and we're going to celebrate the sacrament of anointing this morning. And you know, I was thinking my little pain in the back is minor compared to the pain that many people are experiencing in the world today. We all know how messed up our world is. We all know how conflict is showing up in all different areas of life. And I don't know about you, but I'm a little bit worried about the future at the present time. So what can we do about all this? I guess coming here as people of faith is good for starters. I think always to find the presence of Christ in the depths of our being is important, and to pray. And I think Mother Teresa was quoted as saying once that I don't pray to God to change things anymore. I pray to God to change me so I can make things happen that are good. In a way, we're all kind of co-creators with God, aren't we? We all have a little tinge of that prophetic spirit that we heard spoken in the prophet Isaiah this morning. And we all have to look at ourselves and ask ourselves, how courageous am I in living my faith? Am I willing to speak out when I'm called to do that? Let's take a look at Isaiah for a moment. He lived, some people say that the book of the prophet Isaiah is basically a book of poetry, not that it's not God's word and not that we shouldn't listen to it. But that Isaiah, first Isaiah at least, came along in about the 8th century before Christ, the 700s before Christ. And the book covers that period of time all the way down to the 400s. And so what is Isaiah saying today with that beautiful poetic vision about a future? As all prophets do, he pricked people's consciences. And he called them to live in right relationship with God and to practice righteousness. That means justice and genuine caring in relationship to others. And, of course, the people didn't always listen to the prophets. In fact, sometimes the prophets were pushed around and not appreciated. So Isaiah, though, had the Spirit of God working within him. And so he's speaking forth about a time in the future when God enters truly and people open their minds and their hearts and their lives to God and start living right relationship with God, that wonderful things will happen. Not only will human beings be restored and healed, but nature as well. It's kind of like a recreation. So that's the message of hope. Now, did that message get fulfilled in Isaiah's time? No. But that's one of the things that's important for us to realize about the prophets. They do speak to us in moments of darkness in the human condition. And they always, always, in addition to threatening people and saying the day of the Lord is coming and the righteous will be rewarded and those who are not righteous, well, they're going to kind of be left on the wayside. Well, prophets speak a vision of hope that sustains us, don't they? If somebody holds up a vision for us today and says, there's going to be peace in Ukraine. If somebody says, the conflict in Gaza is going to be settled. If somebody says in the United States, people of integrity are once again going to be elected to office, wouldn't that kind of spark us a little bit and kind of make us long for that vision? And by the way, we have something to do with making that happen in so many different ways. So we're thinking about the healing, restoring, recreating power of God in our lives today. In the gospel, we have one of Jesus' many healings. And notice what Jesus often says when he touches people's lives with the healing power of God. Your faith has saved you. We have to be open to what God wants of us, or what God is speaking to us, or what God is calling us to do. If we are people of faith, then God can work within us, not only as individuals, but within a whole community. So today, as we celebrate one of the sacraments of the church that reminds us of that healing power of God and the power of the Spirit at work among us, we take a few moments to re-examine our lives and to ask, do I have hope? And where does that hope come from? Am I open to what God wants to speak to me and to my community today?